delegation of deacons from a hard-shell congregation called on Bob Brown. Seemed that someone had volunteered some information about some scandal going around, and they thought was really unbecoming to a preacher, and begged him to state his case. He looked them all over one by one, and then told them right to their face. Yes, sir. It ain't nobody's business but my own what I do when my preaching's through. So kind of please stop messing around my home. Just leave me alone. What I do in church you all can see. So never mind worrying about me privately, because it is nobody's business but my own. You understand? The delegation of deacons couldn't come to no conclusion about the case in hand. Of course, they didn't argue too much because they figured they might lose him. And they liked their preaching man. At last, they'd come to the point and told him that he'd have to stop it or else he'd have to resign. Says he, I ain't no diplomat, but brothers, I'm going to tell you what's on my mind. It ain't nobody's business but my own what I do when my preaching's through. So kind of please stop messing around my home. Leave me alone. There's a time to preach, a time to shout, and a time when a man's got other things he wants to think about. And it is nobody's business but my own. As I have both said, it's nobody's business but my own what I do when my preaching's through. So kindly please stop messing around my home. Just leave me alone. When a flock of sisters seek my dough, then all you jealous deacons get sold. Well, it ain't nobody's business but my own. Now, there. Good night.